Are you a wise woman over 55 who wants to take control of how your body and brain age? Because you want to keep doing what you love with those you love? No Nonsense Aging is about understanding that while we don't control the fact that we'll age, we do have control over the way we age. I'm your host, Penelope Lane, and in this podcast, we'll delve into the combined power of exercise, cognitive training, mindfulness, and self-compassion so that you can actively shape your aging journey and enjoy a life that exudes vitality, strength, confidence, and calm. Is your forgetfulness causing you embarrassment? Are you noticing that it takes much longer to figure things out in your head? Maybe you worry about getting dementia or Alzheimer's. Many women have these unwelcome experiences and want to do something about how their brains age. As I approached my late 50s, it was, I had got so forgetful. It wasn't just forgetting why I had walked into a room or where the bloody keys were. It was more than that. I've always been a bit vague, undiagnosed ADHD, but I was forgetting people's names a lot and some really important appointments. Well, all appointments are important because they usually involve another person. And my kids, look, they were worried. I would laugh it off, but deep down, an undercurrent of fear, it was bubbling away. You see, we've got a significant family history of Alzheimer's, so I know the devastation this can bring to families. I'll be sharing a poem that I wrote about my beloved auntie, Auntie Rel, and she suffered from Alzheimer's and died from Alzheimer's many years ago now, but now her two daughters, my cousins, they've both been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. So a really poignant experience of Alzheimer's. And that's one of the reasons that I do what I do. Now, as we journey through our lives, one question looms large over our heads and in our heads. How do we age gracefully, confidently, vibrantly and healthily? Among the changes that we experience, cognitive or brain function changes play a significant role in influencing how we navigate our daily activities, our relationships, and our overall sense of ourselves and our well-being. From the gentle ebbs and flows of memory, to the more concerning signs of cognitive or brain function decline. Understanding these changes is crucial for fostering healthy aging and empowering us to maintain our cognitive vitality. So in this episode, we're going to explore the range of cognitive changes that women may experience as they get older and distinguish between what's considered normal and when it might be a cause for concern, and what we can do about it. But before we do that, I want to stress two important things. Firstly, if you're experiencing worrying changes in how your brain works, there are so many things that you can do to slow the changes right down, and in a lot of situations, reverse the changes. And secondly, as we get older, we also have many cognitive gains, or what I call wisdom gains. So with age comes wisdom. That's all our life experiences, the challenges, and the triumphs. These all accumulate over the years, enriching our cognitive processes, such as our problem-solving, decision-making, and emotional intelligence. So older, wiser women often exhibit a greater capacity for empathy and perspective, drawing from their vast reservoir of life lessons. Results from a recent scientific study actually clarify this. They found that the most productive age of a person is 60 to 70 years of age, and the second most productive human stage is the age from 70 to 80. They found that at 60, you reach the peak of your emotional and mental potential, and this continues until you're 80. So therefore, if you are 60, 70 or 80 years old, you are in the best years of your life. Now, the reason for these very interesting findings is what I mentioned before. It's that accumulation of life experience, all of the learning and growing and experiencing really gets all accumulated, you know, stored up in our brains. So when we have more mental space, which comes from retirement and our children growing up, most of us embark on creative journeys, on hobbies and lots of wonderful social interaction. So all of that together combines to give this sense of our most productive years being in our 60s, 70s and 80s. So that's very welcome news. Now, normal cognitive changes are a natural part of getting older and typically involve subtle declines in certain brain functions or cognitive abilities. Now, these changes may include a slight decrease in thinking speed and attention to things, which can manifest as taking longer to take in information, to process information, or to become easily distracted. Tasks that once were swiftly done may now require a bit more time and effort. While it may lead to occasional frustration, it's considered a typical part of the aging process. In addition, mild forgetfulness, such as occasionally forgetting appointments or social engagements, well, they may occur, but they don't significantly impair daily functioning. And that mental fogginess as well. But some cognitive changes, well, they warrant closer attention. And distinguishing between normal aging and potential cognitive decline or impairment, significant impairment, is crucial. Consulting with a healthcare professional for proper assessment and diagnosis is actually crucial if abnormal cognitive changes are observed. And this is because early intervention and management can help improve outcomes and also quality of life. So let's look at a few troubling cognitive changes. So, ongoing and worsening forgetfulness may signal a more significant concern. Difficulty recalling recent events, repeating questions, or relying heavily on memory aids could indicate underlying cognitive impairment, such as mild cognitive impairment, which is MCI, or that's what it's called, or dementia. Feeling mentally foggy, really mentally foggy, or disoriented on a regular basis can indicate cognitive impairment beyond the typical aging. Secondly, difficulties in managing finances, organizing tasks, feeling overwhelmed by choices that you need to make, or experiencing difficulties in navigating familiar surroundings. Well, these could be signs of impaired executive function, which is a higher kind of way that the brain works, and spatial awareness. Disruption in language abilities. So language skills typically remain relatively stable throughout normal aging. However, consistent difficulties in finding words, following conversations, or understanding written text may suggest the onset of conditions that require further investigation. And lastly, changes in personality and behaviour, like significant mood swings, social withdrawal or apathy, can significantly impact interpersonal relationships and daily function, and these may be a sign of underlying cognitive decline that is of concern. Now, let's shift gears and talk about empowering women with strategies for cognitive vitality, for vitality and resilience. So empowering you to prioritize your brain health is paramount for enhancing cognitive health and overall quality of life. So here are some strategies that you can use to promote cognitive vitality. So the first one is stimulating engagement. So basically that means engaging in mentally stimulating activities such as reading, doing puzzles, learning skills, lots of social interactions to keep your brain active and agile. Physical fitness. So regular exercise not only benefits the body, but it also boosts a cognitive function by increasing the blood flow to the brain and promoting neuroplasticity. And that word just means brain changes, good brain changes, changing the nerve cells, growing the nerve cells. And combined body and brain training workouts are the best. Good nutrition, so maintaining a balanced diet rich in brain-boosting nutrients, such as omega-3 fatty acids, antioxidants and vitamins B and E to support good cognitive health. And quality sleep, prioritizing restorative sleep to consolidate our memories, enhance cognitive processing, and really recharge our brains for optimal functioning and optimal great living. And mindful mindset, so cultivating mindfulness practices such as meditation, deep breathing, and stress reduction techniques. Well, this really helps to foster mental clarity and emotional resilience. And regular checkups with your medical practitioner. So scheduling routine medical checkups to monitor your cognitive health, addressing any concerns that come, any concerning symptoms, and collaborating with healthcare providers to develop your own wellness plan. So remember that empowering ourselves with knowledge and proactive measures can pave the way for a fulfilling journey in our older years. So here's to embracing cognitive vitality and thriving at every stage of our life. I wanted to share with you the poem that I wrote about my auntie. I spoke to my auntie, but she wasn't there. We laughed and cried, but she wasn't there. She told me her life is just too hard to bear, and for me it seems so bloody unfair. What day is it today? I often heard her say. She seems to need me more and more just to find her way. Details of the distant past flicker bright and true, while confused meandering punctuate all that is new. Her memory is slowly dying. Her reality is in fast decay. Stories from the past have some clarity, but there's no tomorrow and there's no today. I wish I could make her pain go away. She was so full of life, cheeky and fun, the first one up when it was time to dance. She'd talk to strangers and they'd share a laugh, but now she sits lost in a trance, dreaming of her youth when she took a chance. I spoke to my auntie, but she wasn't there. We laughed and cried, but she wasn't there. She told me her life is just too hard to bear, and for me it seems so bloody unfair. I know she loved us with her beautiful maternal heart, even though it can be such a struggle playing that part. All those years of devotion, trying to create moments of eternal bliss, then the cruel hand of fate led her on a search for unrequited love. I often wonder, though, if she experienced passion for the first time in her life, something that eluded her as a wife. I spoke to my auntie, but she wasn't there. We laughed and cried, but she wasn't there. She told me her life is just too hard to bear, and for me it seems so bloody unfair. She stares out the window hour after hour, but she can't tell me what she knows she sees. She looks the same except for her blank eyes, 'cause what made her special is on its knees. Can't someone explain what's happening, please? The time will come when she won't recognize me. I'll be someone else, she thought she once knew. Then all sense of her life will be lost to her, and we'll be left trying to keep it together at any cost, but feeling so terribly lost. I spoke to my auntie, but she wasn't there. I laugh and cry now, thinking of all that we shared, knowing that she was indeed someone rare, who showed me how to open to others, how to show them you care. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening. I want to leave you with a powerful reminder that aging doesn't have to be a daunting journey. It can be a path filled with discovery, growth, and joy. Are you ready to embrace this journey with confidence, strength, and vitality? I warmly invite you to join my 12-week Fit and Fabulous program. This program isn't just about physical health. It's a holistic approach to nurturing your mind, body, and emotional well-being, designed to empower you to lead a life brimming with hope, vitality, and joy. To find out more, check the link in the show notes. Let's embark on this beautiful journey together.